It's 6 minutes past three, GMT. You're listening to World Briefing from the BBC with Peter Bolgar. Today's police descent on anti-globalisation militants in Genoa follows a second day of fierce clashes. More than 150,000 demonstrators have marched through the city since the G8 summit began. Now, world leaders who've been holding talks behind high steel mesh security barricades have agreed this summit should be the last of its kind. The next one in Canada will be held not in a big city, but in a mountain resort. The number of delegates attending the talks will be drastically reduced. It's still unclear whether such measures will be enough to avoid bloody scenes in the future. For now, our reporter Mike Donkin reports on the second day's chaos that took over the streets of Genoa.
It had started with a silent vigil in a church and the announcement by leading anti-debt campaign groups that they would boycott this march for fear of further violence. That came soon enough, after hardliners among the thousands on the seafront headed for the summit security gates. When police repelled them, they set fire to cars and a bank and hurled missiles. March organisers claimed they'd tried to hold the line, but police tactics had made things worse.
They don't seem to care. I mean, people seem to be waiting here, but the cops are still firing tear gas, and I don't understand why. Agitating the crowd even further.
For a time, control seemed lost. An injured girl has now been brought down onto the beach just below us there, and some 20 yards back, no further, police are forming up with riot shields, and there are missiles flying in both directions. A police armoured vehicle moving up the street amongst the smoke from the burning cars there, and the police pressing forward, the demonstrators just sort of scattering beyond them there, and the helicopters overhead, a police boat down on the water, several police boats trying to keep some sort of order here amongst what's really fast deteriorating into chaos. There were long standoffs around the city, scores of minor injuries and trails everywhere of damage and debris. Drop the Debt's Adrian Lovett admitted their message had been smothered, but said they would lobby at future summits.
I think if we concede this space to the few who want to use violence, well, I think that's a big loss, that's a failure on our part. So we have to be responsible, we have to be concerned about safety, but I think we have to take our democratic place as well.
And that report was from Mike Donkin. The full force of the police's response came at night when two schools which Genoa Council had allocated to anti-globalisation activists were raided. Our reporter Bill Hayton was at the scene, and this is what he told us a short while ago.
The police arrived in force on foot, ran into both buildings and lined everybody up against the walls, including myself. It was a relatively peaceful event in the building that I was in because nobody offered much resistance. Quite what happened over the road is still unclear. There was a report that somebody attempted to stab one of the police, but nothing has been confirmed on that. But it seems that the police then lined everybody up and beat a number of them quite severely. 40 people have been injured, 20 of them very seriously. I saw three people taken out unconscious, beaten by police from the building. And I've just been inside, and there are pools of blood on the floor at regularly spaced intervals, suggesting that people were lined up on the walls we were, but then repeatedly beaten.
That was Bill Hayton just after a police raid on Genovese militants.